I will speak Be'eruv Hashem about the Dalet Parshiyos, which will also resolve the mystery of Parshat Torah. My first question is, I don't know if you, I've never heard anyone pose it, why are the Arba Parshas read on Shabbos? The preparation for Truma Chadasha, let's say, Parsha Shkolim, 30 days, that should be 30 days, even, why does that have to do with Shabbos? I don't know if you ever gave this any thought. Now, the question about the Arba Parshas, are they the Raisa or the Rabbonon? There's only one Parsha which is mentioned in. We can say that it's mentioned in the Gemara as being a deraisa. The Gemara is in Megillah Daf Yitzchez, which says about the Tzedlei Sishkach Yochoil Yochoil Belev Kishoyno Letishkach Hare Shichach Haslev Omo. Now you can learn in this Gemara that bepeh means to read the parasha in the Torah. That means zocher bepeh. But the Ramban in Chumash says on parasha zocher, he says over there that if it bepeh, I don't know what does it mean. If it means to read parasha samolik b'tzibu, so it comes out that we learn out b'shniyah zocher. He's quoting the Mishnah about the shniyah, the second of the four parashas is zocher. So it looks like to be a deraisa. Then he says, "Anochem be'ina." That's not the pshat. Zocher b'peh is also shniyah zocher is like all the other parashas that we don't find any gemara which says a limud that it should be deraisa. It's only the rabbonon. And what does it mean, zocher b'peh? The Gemara Megillah that says, leiv is not enough b'peh, but you have to tell it to your children. You should tell it to your doyros what Amalek did. But it's not speaking, b'peh does not mean the kriya of the parasha zocher and b'peh. This is what the Ramban says. That's what he prefers, that all the parashas are only midrabbanan. We know of the Goyim, that holds the parasha zocher is the deraisa, and the other three parashas are only midrabbanan. And therefore, if someone didn't hear parasha zocher the Shabbos before Purim, so he listens to it when it's read in parasha kiseitze to be mekayim the deraisa. But let's say, what about the other parashas? If someone didn't hear parasha sporo on the Shabbos yesterday, does he have to listen to Parsha Sporo when Chukas comes? Possibly say no. He said the Rabbonim for this period, and if he missed it, he missed it. I say he doesn't have to listen to it. And this is the I know there's a famous Chassam Sofer which speaks about listening to Parsha Zocher. It's the Ibur Yor and all that. But I hold that other parashas also have to be listened to throughout the year. And I'm limited in time. I would like to ask the kashas first and show how I'm compelled to come up with this chiddush. I'm going to say a very big chiddush. Now sometimes out of the force of the kashas, you must say a chiddush. But I don't have enough time to develop the whole Dvar Torah, so I'll tell you the Chiddush first, and I'll be astonished, and then I'll tell you what certain things that it resolves. Of course, the whole Chiyuv of Arba Parshas is based on the Mishnah in the Chofetz and Megillah, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalir is B'Shabbos Kerem B'Parshas Shkolim, and if Rosh Chodesh comes in the middle of the week, so you read Parsha Shkolim Magdimin L'Shoava, you read it before Rish Chodesh. You makdim it. You have to read it on Shabbos. And the mafik in the Shabbos acheres, the next Shabbos, like you mastic. I think this year we had that. There was no parsha, and then the shniya, the second parsha, the second Shabbos is zocher. The shlish is paraduma. The rish is acheres and zelachem. The chamish is the fifth Shabbos, chayzon lekasidron. We'll soon discuss the Mishnah. But we know, we all know what Rashi says. Parsha Shkolim. So Rashi says the idea they should bring the Shkolim in Ador in order to bring the new Korbanos be'echad v'nisim the Truma Chadosha and Masik in the Shabbos Habo Miloyim of Parsha Shniya. That's what the mission tells you. You don't say the Parsha Shniya the next Shabbos. You're Masik. You don't say the Parsha Shniya yet. Why? In order to make Parsha Zocha close to Purim, Mechia Samole close to Mechia Saman, then Paraduma La'azir is Yisrael Atayr Litoher Shiyasip Yisrael B'Torah. It's a preparation for the Korban Pesach B'Torah. Birvi Sachodesh Hazalachem, which is the Parsha of Pesach itself. Then Rasha brings the Yerushalmi. The Rif also brings this Yerushalmi. Shalmi says as follows. Amar Rav Chama, Bedinu sheyigdem achodesh parsha spora. It should parsha achodesh should be before parsha spora. Why? Listen to this. Why? Shere be'echad benisnu kama mishkan. Ushvesheni lo nisraf ha'pora. The pora adum of Moshe Rabbeinu. When was it made? On the second of Nisan. As soon as the Mishkan was up, Rish Chodesh, as the Torah says, Be'echad Benisan, Be'echad Chodesh Harishon, the Mishkan was put up, and the next day is Torah. Therefore, we should read Parashas Torah on the fifth Shabbos, after Parashas Chodesh. Parashas Chodesh is certainly connected with Rish Chodesh, and we should read Parashas Torah afterwards. Why make it earlier? Because it helps the title of Yisrael for Korban Pesach. A Peladika Yerushalmi. What does Parashas Achodesh have to do with Hakamas HaMishkan? Parashas Pesach we read in order to prepare, to know how to do the Korban Pesach. So let's figure out when is a good time to read Parashas Achodesh in time to get ready for the Korban Pesach. I would say 30 days before the Chag. The Yerushalmi connects it with Echad Benis Nukam HaMishkan, and Torah should be the second. It should be afterwards. Why? Because the day after Hakamas HaMishkan was made the Parashas Torah Aduma. But we have an advantage of making it earlier because it's Taros and Sheyisrael. Some kind of advantage that we have. But it's not the Mechayev of Parashas Torah Aduma. Or else we'll be disconnected altogether with the whole events, the historical events of Hakamas HaMishkan and V'sheni Nisrof HaTorah. Tell it to Yerushalm. Which are all the V'sheni bring. This Yerushalm is Agiya La'alocha. This is a Mechleka Samiroin. When do you read Parshas Torah? We pass that we read it the closest Shabbos to Parshas HaChodesh. So sometimes there's a hefset between Purim and Parshas Torah, as there was this year, because Torah is connected with HaChodesh, but instead of making it the after, we make it the Shabbat before. But it's as close as possible to Parshas HaChodesh. Another Amora holds no, Parshas Torah you read right after Purim. And sometimes there's a hefset between Parshas Torah and Parshas HaChodesh. We don't pass on that way. We always have Parshas Torah right the Shabbos preceding Parshas HaChodesh. But what's the pshat in the Yerushalmi? I'll ask another question. When was this Mishneh Niskan? We say it's the Rabbonah. Certainly some of them are the Rabbonah. When did the Chazal be misaken these dinim? Of course, it should be after Achashverosh. Why? Because why is Zohar Bishniya Zohar? Because Mechias is close to Mechias Haman. That should be, it should be connected somehow with after the events of Megillas Esther. But it's not clear to us when was this takana made. Now I'm going to say my chiddush. Now we'll get back to the to what problems my chiddush solves. My chiddush is, we assume that each parsha is independent of the other three. That's how we assume. In other words, there's one Shabbos, the one before 4 weeks before the Truma Kadosha. That Shabbos is Mechayev, the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim. Then the Shabbos before Purim is Mechayev, the Kriya of Parsha Zohar. The Shabbos of Rish Chodesh Nisan is Mechayev, Parsha Chodesh. The Shabbos close to it, or maybe according to the other Amora, the Shabbos after Purim, is Mechayev Torah Adumah. Each one of the parshas has its own Mechayev. That's how we learn simply. And Rashi seems to be saying that. Parsha Shkolim, the idea this, and this is for this purpose, that's for that purpose. So each one, each parsha has a different Mechayev. But my chiddush is that it isn't that way. What Rashi is explaining, and we all know that Shkolim is connected with Truma Chadosh and all that. Rashi is explaining just why the order of the parish years are this way. There is a chiyuv to read Arba Parshas, and there's one Mechayev. For all our parshas, I don't speak about what the Mechayev is. And why make the first Bavishayna? Why make Shkolim the first of the four? Because it helps you with the Mechadosha, the right hand from the Mechadosha. Otherwise, make it the last one. Make it the third one. Make it the second one. Rashi is explaining the order. Why Bishni Yozachar? Why not one of the other Shabbosim? Because some of this, but the etzem mechayev of the parsha is not what Rashi is trying to tell us. The mechayev is the tkufa, the period between Rosh Chodesh Adar and Pesach is mechayev. You should read parshas. Which parshas? There's only four parshas to be found. After you'll hear what the mechayev of that period is to read parshas, you'll ask why these parshas. But first of all, this yesod, and we all speak about arba parshas. Why do you speak about arba parshas? Not four. Each one is a separate unit. No, it's not that way. There's a mechayev of parshas, but there happen to be only four. What is the mechayev? The period between the Shchedesh Hazok and the lad. So Pesach is a first Mechayev three parshas, and I'll soon go on to that. First of all, where do you find there's such a period altogether? Right? And I say it's still Pesach, but I'll prove it to you from this Mishnah. First of all, the Mishnah says Rosh Chodesh Adar you read Shkolim. Chali is if it comes out in the middle of the week, you make it earlier, and the Mafsik in the Shabbat Acher. You Mafsik, you don't read the next week. Why should you read it next week? Parsha Zohar belongs to the Shabbos before. You should have said the Shabbos shelifnei Purim, Kehin Parsha Zohar. He said Mafsikin, and Rashi said you don't read Parsha. You don't read another Parsha. So it seems there's some kind of a Machayev. Why don't you read another Parsha? Like I said, because the period is Machayev Parshas. So why are you Mazik on a mitzvah? The Shabbos also is mechuyev in a parsha, but so why skip it? Because you're not going to have, you have too many Shabbosim, you have more Shabbosim than parshas that are available. We shouldn't speak why, but why be deichid? Read the four parshas, the first four Shabbosim of Adar as soon as the period comes. Why be madar al mitzvah? So the Mishnah says no, mafsik in the Shabbos achels. Don't read a parsha. Why? Because it's worthwhile to in order to read. The Shabbos Mukhal of Purim, so it's worthwhile to be Madar al HaMitzvah. It's the same thing as the Gemara says the Father Megillah, that you read Megillas Esther, you read the second Adol of the two Adols. Why? To make the Geula of the Achashverosh closer to the Geula of Nisan. Yeah. But otherwise, you would read the first Hadar. The Hadar already read the Megillah, do the mitzvah. So you see, because of you are ala mitzvah in order to make the smichus of the mitzvah to some kind of other connected mitzvah. And then further, b'shniyah zochem shishin lovis b'chamishis the fifth Shabbos chayzum mitasib on the mishnah Shabbos. You go back to the regular seder. It seems that the mishnah is looking for something for another parasha, and it says there are no more parashas. But as I said, the mechayev is all the whole period. So therefore, the fifth Shabbos, which is the Shabbos already, we'll call it Shabbos Hagadol. The fifth Shabbos is already. Is also, you should ask, where's the parsha? Because the mechayev is there. As I said, the mechayev of all the parshas is the whole tkufa. From where did I create this kind of a tkufa? So there's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Tainis, this Mishnah is Megillah Chavtes that I quoted. There's a Gemara in Tainis Chavtes. He says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Shmuel bar Shlul, so Shmei d'Rav, כשם שמי שנכנס אוב ממעטים בשמחו, כך מי שנכנס הדור מרבים בשמחו. Where is the source מי שנכנס אוב ממעטים בשמחו? It's a Mishnah. When Rav said, it's called, just like נכנס אוב ממעטים, so מי שנכנס הדור מרבים בשמחו. Did he create this new period of מי שנכנס הדור? He didn't. He sat in the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah says there's a period, there's a tkufa. Mishanichnas Hador. Look at what? The tkufa is Machayev Kriyas Parshiyos. And Rav says, the tkufa Mishanichnas Hador, Yasa Marvin Besimcha. And what does Rasha say? Mishanichnas Hador, Yemei Nisim Hoyu LeYisrael, Purim UPesach. And then the Gemara says, because Mishanichnas Adom, Omar Apopo, somebody has a sichsuch with a non-Jew, he should try to do it in Adom, because Bori Mazlei. So the Eliyahu Rabba says, according to this Rashi, you can have a sichsuch with the guy in Nifan too. Why? Because Mishanichnas Adom, even though the Gemara only mentions Adom, and here it also says, Lishtamet Minei Be'or, Derei HaMazrei, V'lim Tzanach Sheba'ador. It doesn't mention Nisim. Rashi says Nisim. It's also, you mean Nisim, it's like Purim HaTetzah. So the Eliyahu Rabba says, La'alocho, it doesn't mean only Ador, it means also the beginning of Nisim. Why? You mean Nisim HaYil Yisrael, Purim HaTetzah. Where did Rashi get this? They won't only say Ador, because Rashi learned that the Rav created this special tkufa, not on his own. His chiddush was only that you're marvin b'simcha, but the essence is the special kufa called mishanit matador. He saw that in the Mishnah in Megillah that says. He says that this kufa is machayev kriyas parshas, and it includes chamishis. It includes all the way to Pesach, but there's no more parsha to read. But the kufa with the machayev of parshas is there. Now, before, of course, you'll ask right away. If that's a Machayev, why these parshas? We know why each Shabbos can be Machayev is parsha. But if I'm saying, no, the Tkufa is Machayev parshas, so why these parshas? I'm saying that all these separations between this parsha and that parsha is only how to set them up within this period. But why altogether these parshas? Let's leave that aside for a moment. Now, that this will guide us into understanding when the Chazal made this takona. When did they make this takona of reading these parashas? What I asked before. We know the Gemara. Kimu v'kiblu. Hodok kiblu b'me'ach ha'shveirosh. What did they do b'me'ach ha'shveirosh? They went to Har Sinai again? What does it mean, hodok kiblu? What did they do? What did they say, hodok kiblu? The answer is, our kriyas ha-Torah of finishing the Torah as a whole, which we do on Shabbosim. Why do we do it on Shabbosim? Because that's when the people gather together. So the Kabbalah Satera of Maimed Har Sinai is Mechayev Chazal based on that, and to continue the Kabbalah Satera. When we read the Torah, it isn't only Limud HaTorah, it's Kabbalah Satera. Like there's all kind of dinim. To stand there, three people, the Sala Torah was given through a Sala, so you have to stand three people. It's a furtherance of the Kabbalah stuff. You have to do 40 words, connected to four, the Alboin Yoim, that may just sit on Har Sinai. It's not Limud HaTorah, it's Kabbalah Satera. It's Vizoy Satera, it's Kabbalah Satera. When they were hard on the Kabbalah of Har Sinai, what does that mean? They made another Kabbalah. How did they do? What did they make another Kabbalah? They made a new tikkun of Kriyas HaTorah. There's a Kriyas HaTorah of the whole Torah, which is based on the Kabbalah HaTorah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a Kabbalah HaTorah of Bimei HaShveirosh, which is what kind of Kabbalah HaTorah? Of reading Parshias. Reading mitzvahs. Parshias of mitzvahs. We'll soon see why these mitzvahs want to read Parshias. But this is the basis of Hodo Kibluha. Hodo Kibluha means they made a new takone of this Mishnah of Kriyas Parshas. And that is why it's read on Shabbos. The Parshas aren't, you read Me'ein HaMe'ira, like you read about Chanukah, you read about Chanukah, when we read Parshas Shkolim, it isn't because it's a time of Shkolim, so Me'ein HaMe'ira, you read something Me'ein HaMe'ira. No. It's a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, which is based on the Kabbalah HaTorah of the Me'achash Feirosh. That's the Arba Parshios. Now, why these Parshios? And this will lead us to Parshas Torah. What the mystery of Parshas Torah? Like all the Achanim wonder, like, what's Parshas Torah? Where's the Mukhi supposed to be Parshas Torah? What is it? There is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, see, the Mechaber says in Siman Tafresh Pehei, Yesh Emrim Sheparshas Zocher Parshas Torah Aduma Chayov Nikoisa Midei Raisa. These two parshas is Midei Raisa. I mentioned the Vilna Gaon before. He says Zocher Raisa. The source of this, where do the Rishonim speak about it? That the Mechaber brings it. There's a Rashi that says the whole Torah is given b'chol loshein. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Legabe kriyas haTorah, and it's a drasha from a pasuk Shema Yisrael b'chol loshein. So the Tosafot says kriyas haTorah is de'araisa. The Kiddushin is from a pasuk. So Tosafot says, Rishonim look to answer on Rashi, and they say, Parsha Zohar, based on the Gemara Megillah that we mentioned, Zohar Bateh. If you learn not like the Ramban, you learn it means Kriyas Parsha, so it's a Kriyas Parsha, Kriyas Pyramide, right? So that is B'chol Lashon that the Gemara speaks about, is Kriyas Pyramide, B'chol Lashon. Some Rishonim say, Kriyas Parsha Zohar, or Parsha Sporo. That's function. That's what Rashi means, the Kriyas HaTorah De'Raisa. Where's Parshas Sporo De'Raisa? So Achayim look for our kind of tirutim. But you look up the Ritva in Megillah, that's his chesh, he says like this, it says Parshas Zohar De'Raisa, because it says Zohar B'Teh, Bechayim Parshas Sporo. And Zohar, when he says it's the right, he says the reason why it's the right. And Parshas Torah, he doesn't give a reason. It's not Parshas Torah, he just throws it out. What's the chance? The Rishonim did not have a source that Parshas Torah should be the right. And yet they said it's the right. Why? As I explained, there's a tkufa of Mishenichna Sador that requires and you cut the Kabbalah Satera of reading Parshas. Why reading Parshas? Why is this Kufa? Like Rashi said, you may nisim ha'i Yisrael. The Kabbalah Satera of Hodor Kidlu v'mei HaShveirosh, the Prashe and Tosfos, the Abbas Anes. So we would say, when Chazal were misakin this new Kabbalah Satera,
they looked for parshas that had to do with Nisan. Parshas means a parsha of a mitzvah. So of course the primary parsha of mitzvah of Nes is called Pesach. So parshas HaChodesh, we understand why when they were misatin Kriyas parshas, they chose it because that's a fitting parsha for Yimei Nisim HaYil Yisrael. Parshas HaChodesh. Now, what about Shkolim? Shkolim can also be connected with this Takonas Chachomim of the Abba Sanes, you make a Kriyas Parashio. Why? Because you know Shkolim, the Shlokish said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Higdim Shkolov Lishikleim Shalhomon, because that's a Chatan of Shesechem. It's a Geirem, the mitzvah of Shkolim is a Geirem of Atzolos Yisrael. So this mitzvah is also connected. Parsha Samolek is, it said the trouble the Jews had. Maybe it's far-fetched to say that when they were misakim, looking for mitzvahs that are connected with Nisim, maybe they also chose Parsha Zachar for that. The Parsha Sporah has nothing to do with Nisim. Now, the Magen Avraham here brings, the Magen Avraham would like all the parishes, even Parsha Zohar, to be the Rabbonim. Not like the Mechaba says Parsha Zohar and Parsha Sporah. He'd like it all to be the Rabbonim. Why? Because he sees people come in to listen to the Megillah from the farms. They didn't come in for Parsha Zohar. It's the Raisa. So he comes with the Teret. It's like Parshas Torah. But when he says that they're all the Rabbonon, so he says, the Girsa is like it says in Chedusha Rajba. In Chedusha Rajba it says, on Rashi, why Rashi said to Yosafir de Raisa? So the Lashon of the Rajba asks, Loi Matzine Kriya Sevotera Min HaTorah. Eli, in Ken, Yoymar Rashi, שתהי קריאה סטרשיס תבין פרשת ספורה לכם את הדיורד פרשת ספורה ופרשת זוכר וקייצה בהן מן התוירה. So what is the Magen Avraham diet? It's only an answer on Rashi, but the Rashi himself holds like it's ready, the Rambam, he didn't bring it, the Rashi himself holds well the Rabbonon, but for the Lord to answer Rashi, where is the Kriya Zatera de Raizo? So Parshat Sporah ופרשת זוכר וקייצה בן. מה זה קייצה בן מין? קייצה בן מין, says the Eliyahu Rabba, means פרשת שקלם ופרשת החדש. What is it called a קייצה בן? First of all, to answer Rashi, it's enough to say פרשת זוכר or פרשת פור, whatever, choose one. Why choose four? The Rabbanan. So let him pick out the one that's closest to be a Rashi and say that's the one that is a Rashi. Why did he say all of them? And why did he call Parshas Shkolim and Parshas HaChodesh? Why did he call that Kayetza Behem? The answer is that when we learn this Mishnah and we see this Mishnah, so we could say that Parshas Zohar maybe is the Raisa. But we could say, why were the Mesakim the other Parshas? They're connected with the Chiv, the Rabbonon of Tiyas HaTeira of Yimei Nisim. They're connected. That's what we could say. But we can say no. We can say they're not connected altogether. No, but then there was a Chiyu Midei Raisa or Midei Rabbonon, whatever, to read the Parsha throughout the year. There's some kind of Chiyu. So the Chazal said read it in this Tufa. In other words, as far as the Rabbonon was concerned, they didn't say there's a chiv to make Kriyas HaTorah and let's make these parshas Kriyas HaTorah. No, all the Chazal said was, the Chazal said, since there's a chiv to read sometime during the year, Parshas Shkolim, Parshas HaChodesh, always in the chiv to read once a year, so do it now during this time when you're looking for parshas during the Yimei Nisim to read parshas now, because there's a chiv the whole year round. So the order of the Rashba is as follows. First he says, Porah certainly can be a chiyuv that was chosen for, they chose for her because of the mitzvah of Kriyas Parashas, the Kriyas HaTorah of Yemei Nisim. Why should he choose for her? So there must have been a chiyuv to read Torah throughout the year sometimes. So Rashi holds, you know, when you see the Mishnah, that you, one of the parashas is Parashas Torah. So you know there must have been a chiyuv to read Parashas Torah. Then they decided to do it in this period. So what is that? How do you learn a Mishnah which just says a stam din in a Mishnah? We don't know why the Rabbanon were misaknet to read Parshas Korach throughout the year, and we have no posuk to learn it out from, that it should be a deraisa. How do you learn such a Mishnah? You learn it's a deraisa and we don't know what the limit is, or you learn it's a Rabbanon and we lost the reason why you learn it. How do you learn such a Mishnah? So the Rabbi Hanan, you see in the Psachim Daslamet Tesamet Beis, he brings the Rabbi Hanan that our Mishnah is a deraisa. What does he mean? He means Mishnah is a stam Mishnah. We don't know how to learn it. Is it a derabbanan? We don't know the reason, or is it a deraisa and we lost the limud? How do you learn such a Mishnah? That's what he means. I learned that the Rashi says that we didn't learn, we didn't lose the limud, we lost the reason for the Rabbanon and the Sakhnet. So all these Stamma Mishnahs are Rabbanon. Elim Ken Yema Rashi, Rashi over the Stam Mishnah. Is Rashi also a different shita? Stam Mishnah is a deraisa. If you don't know the reason, Pshat in the Mishnah, you don't know if it's a Rabbanon or a deraisa, because you don't have a limud, you don't have a Tam. Rashi holds it's a deraisa. Therefore, Rashi will learn Parshas Torah, which certainly can be a Takon and a Rabbanon. Why should they choose it? And even Parsha Zohar, because the Parsha of the enemies of Israel is also not fitting for the Rabbanan to be Mitzvahim in the Yemei Nisim. And even Kayetzabim, even Shkolim and Achedesh, which we could say was part of the Takonah, so it's part of the Rabbanan. No, the Kayetzabim. There was also a thief to read the summer throughout the year. All the Rabbanon did when they made this new Kabbalah Soteres, to take all these parshas that you have to read sometimes a year and do it in this period. That means Hodah Kidlua, the Me'ach HaShverosh.